The Insider Threat. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. When computer security makes the news, the stories often concern threats from the outside, a destructive virus in the wild, or a gang of thieving hackers bent on breaking into computer networks to steal money. Less attention is paid to threats from inside organizations. The recent scandal at the French bank Société Générale is one example of an inside threat. The French finance minister says controls at the bank missed or ignored suspicious activity by a trader whose dealings led to about $7 billion in losses. The trader is said to have overstepped his authority, evaded computer controls, and bet more than the bank's worth on futures in European equity markets. Sherry Lawrence Flieger studies inside computer security threats. She's a senior information scientist at the RAND Corporation.
People now in various organizations are starting to worry more about insiders than outsiders. And there's some evidence that sometimes the outsiders recruit insiders to do some of their dirty work. But inappropriate insider behavior isn't always malicious. Sometimes it's just an accident. Somebody can bring down your networks because they load the wrong file or they use something in a way that it was not designed to be used.
How do you analyze what we know about what happened at this bank in France where a trader was able to do a lot more than he should have been able to do? Is this sort of a good example of how bad an inside threat can be?
It is, although it has some aspects that are curious. And obviously, as the real story unfolds, we'll see how much the bank really knew about what he was doing. But for instance, my sister has worked at banks, so I know that they often, for security reasons, enforce their vacation regulations. So if you go away, you have to go away for at least a week. So if you were setting up some elaborate scheme from the inside, they assume that a week would be enough for your scheme to go awry because you're not there to monitor it and make sure that it keeps working. So the fact that, from what I've read in the Washington Post, he had only 4 days of vacation over a long period of time is curious. It seems different from some of the standard controls that banks use.
When talking about financial institutions, what would you describe as the big threats from the inside? What are they always on the lookout for?
Well, it depends on whether you're talking about systems or about people. And again, the gentleman at Société Générale is a good example. It appears now he wanted to enhance his reputation with what he did. And so people are usually looking for, either personally or online, some sort of unusual behavior. So he exhibited unusual behavior. But it's also a good example of how, even though the problem manifests itself in the software systems that he was using, it might have been something that could have been solved without software. Namely, if he wanted more recognition, maybe they could have paid more attention to him. In the same way, if you have a disgruntled employee because the employee thinks he's not being paid enough, maybe the problem is not so much with your software systems as it is with the remuneration at your organization.
Sherry Lawrence Flieger with the RAND Corporation. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.